Mick Jagger, we've heard a lot of rumors about him. And, you know, if you're not in radio, sometimes you don't know this. So whenever you have a concert and, you know, back in the day when you had really big acts that would perform for station concerts, they would give you what's called a rider.
Yeah.
So a rider would have things that like demands, like band demands, like what they, and it's usually wound up.
If I see a yellow M&M in my dressing room, yep, someone's head's going to roll.
Usually you were restocking their tour bus is what was happening. They were, yeah, you know, they'd stop in your city and you're restocking their tour bus and they go on to the next city. Like
Gloria Estefan wanted all the, I forget which color, removed.
Well, that's
from
what David,
the M&Ms.
Yeah, David Lee Roth from Van Halen, he didn't want any brown M&Ms.
Why M&Ms at all?
I don't know the answer
to
that.
Pick through them.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I one time had to fill the rider backstage for a show for the New Kids on the Block, and they were all nice except for Jordan Knight got really irritated that there were strawberries on the fruit tray, and he threw the fruit tray across the room.
Great. What? All right. Well,
it's the best thing on the tray.
This is their ego on display.
Right. And I was like, okay. And it was like my first time working at the radio station. They're like, you're in charge of backstage. And I was like, okay. And
he don't cry.
Out. I'm like, I don't know what to do with that. Like, what do I do now? They're like, go get him another fruit platter without strawberries. And I'm like, you're just giving in to the childish behavior. So Mick Jagger has something in particular that he likes. Mm-hmm. He says that when he checks into a hotel, he has to have a new mattress put in the hotel room, no matter how expensive the hotel is. Now, not only that, they have to deliver it the day before he arrives. They have to keep the plastic on, and somebody has to sleep on it with the plastic on the night before to break in the mattress.
Gross.
I've heard of people also asking them to strip the beds and change the sheets like right in front of them, even though they were just changed, which I kind of understand that.
That I get.
And then there was another celebrity, I forget who, that had demanded to have the toilet seat replaced every time he checked into the hotel.
Yeah,
like a clean toilet seat. But Mick Jagger wants his mattress replaced and pre-broken in before he sleeps in it.
Hi, it's Mick Jagger. Want the perfect mattress? Of course you do. Then come to the Mick Jagger Mattress Labor Day Sale. All of my mattresses will have you singing, I can get my relaxation. And all of them are broken in by me. Yep, I spend a lot of quality time with groupies on every single mattress, and so can you.
I got a mattress from Mick Jagger, and it's so comfortable. And it came with a free 28-year-old woman ready to get naughty. My husband just loves this mattress. He's in there right now taking a nap. Wait a second. Uh-oh.
Good for him. So if you want a good night's sleep, come to the Mick Jagger Mattress Labor Day Sale. Going on now. Big sleeper. That mattress feels so good. Rick Stacy.